This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time for Democrats to stop resisting. That's their term, resist. They have to do, finally, what's right for the American people, but probably we'll do it ourselves, because today we won 51-50 and didn't get one Democrat vote. Think of that.
All right, that's President Donald Trump. Senate Republicans plan to repeal, replace Obamacare, though fails to get enough votes. You heard from the president there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And it is all about what's shaking and rattling in D.C. Boy, we've been talking about this for a long time. Justin Duckham, I believe, is with us from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin.
Hey, great to be here.
So, obviously, this was one of the huge stories. What was the react in D.C.?
Well, you know, it was kind of a slow news day, except for everything blowing up at once. You know, a lot of drama in today's vote. You know, this was basically just a motion to proceed, meaning that this was a vote to start debate and start moving towards a final vote on repeal and replace. But nevertheless, it came with a lot of just infighting and uncertainty as it moved forward. There was only three instances in which senators could balk from this and have it still move forward. We saw two of them moving away at the last minute. This was Murkowski and Collins from Alaska and Maine. And then, of course, we had John McCain returning to D.C. and taking his place on the Senate floor, ultimately pushing it over the edge and allowing it to move forward, and then giving a very sort of stirring, heartfelt, and classically John McCain speech in which he called for a return to regular order. So where we stand now is anybody's guess. Tomorrow we're going to see a vote on straight repeal, which is something that they have previously done in the past, back when it was just sort of a political showboat vote. That's likely not going to move forward, and instead we are going to see an unlimited amendment process that could very well go on to the early morning of Friday once it begins on Thursday evening. So a huge voterama is expected. And what ultimately the final bill is going to look like, nobody really knows at this point, which is kind of frustrating in D.C. when people are trying to wrap their heads over what exactly this is going to look like at the end of the day.
Boy, no kidding. And, of course, the other thing is, and there was, like, it was meme central everywhere I looked over Jared Kushner. What happened with Jared Kushner today? I think people will find that fascinating.
Yeah, so yesterday he had met with the Senate Judiciary Committee, Intelligence Committee, rather, and took their questions from their staffers. Today he met with the House Intelligence Committee and you know, kind of spoke about the Russian investigation with them. And he has largely sort of distanced himself from what exactly is going on. Yesterday, he came out in front of the White House and gave a statement in which he said basically that he arrived at the meeting late, he left early and had no idea what was going on and did not recognize anybody in the meeting. So this was, you know, sort of a perfect excuse in the sense that it hit all of the lingering questions, completely excused him from any potential wrongdoing or, you know, any appearance of collusion and whatnot, but was perhaps too perfect in the sense that a lot of people in D.C. are just kind of scratching their heads and raising eyebrows just because it just, you know, adds up to an amazing series of coincidences to have him just have avoided the entire you know, controversial aspect of a meeting that has really taken up a lot of airspace in D.C.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. Best thing Jared Kushner ever did is not learn how to speak Russian. Because then, you know, he would be complicit. So I think the other thing is that I kept hearing this all day long. Jeff Sessions is saying now he's not going to resign, even though the president is criticizing him. And I guess the president could boot him. What do you think happens there with the attorney general?
You know, it really is anybody's guess at this point, and Trump just won't answer what exactly he expects to happen in this run. You know, he has publicly scolded Jeff Sessions for about a week now, initially saying to the New York Times that he should not have accused himself, and if he, you know, knew that he was going to do that, he would have gone with somebody else. This morning, he tweeted that he was taking a weak position on, you know, going after intelligence leakers or prosecuting Hillary Clinton. And today in the Rose Garden during a joint press conference, he just would not say if he believed that Jeff Sessions should resign. He said that time will tell. He said that he was certainly disappointed in Jeff Sessions, but really gave no clarity over what exactly his endgame is for this. You know, Jeff Sessions is somebody who has been, you know, pretty loyal to Trump for quite some time now. He was the first senator to offer his endorsement. And, you know, right now it really just looks like he is letting Sessions kind of twist in the wind. So, you know, a lot of people are just trying to figure out what exactly he could be trying to accomplish. A lot of people on, you know, sort of the right conservative activist network are, you know, pushing back against this, saying it's probably not appropriate. A lot of senators are rallying to Jeff Sessions' defense, you know, especially on the Republican side of things. But as it stands right now, Trump just is not offering any clarity over what the next step may be. And it really is just a bizarre, fascinating, you know, occurrence in about a six-month period that is, you know, obviously had a lot of ups and downs and shocks. This is probably one of the more weirder aspects of what we've seen so far.
Yeah, let's put it this way. You're not deciding to go to med school anytime soon. You're sticking with the media for now. This is just too good.
Yeah, I mean, this is just... I mean, this is history right now. The fact is, you know, in 20 years, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be looking back on it. And I'm going to be able to say that I was there for better or for worse. So I'm, you know, kind of sticking with my sort of, you know, history major background with this one.
I love it. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
So coming up on America Tonight during this hour, we will measure up as far as the numbers are concerned. You know, I like the number things, so we can count. And there is an interesting date you will be able to perhaps put on your calendar for, ready for this, Wonder Woman. There's a Wonder Woman too. Did you know? Well, now you do. So I can tell you more about Wonder Woman 2. In the meantime, something else that's interesting is I grew up outside of Philadelphia, the Ben Franklin Bridge. I probably went over it thousands and thousands of times. Something very naughty happened at the top of the Ben Franklin Bridge. It has to do with numbers, sort of. Yeah, it has to do with numbers. We're talking about that on the flip side here on ATN. Don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It was my backyard as a child. I can't imagine doing this. Two daredevil photogs scaled a tower on the Ben Franklin Bridge early on Tuesday. Seven-member team of the trained police officers climbed 200 feet to arrest the trespassers. So the photographers who thought they were being quite clever and were going to get these incredible shots, they were nailed. Busted. It's the bridge, by the way, that connects downtown Philly with Camden, New Jersey. So they picked up two guys, Martin Romeo Clark, Andrew Lillibridge, and they were charged with a couple of things, including criminal mischief. They put the officers at risk, that's for sure. The photographers were spotted on the bridge about 12:15 in the morning, more than 3 hours after the span's walkway had been closed for the night, so I guess they thought they were going to shimmy up there. They were cooperative, and of course they were, because it was really about getting the shots. You got to have pretty big ones, if you know what I mean, if you're doing that in the first place. So, because, you know, you're going up on a darkened bridge. And now that I think of it, I had a great uncle. I may have told this story in the air before, but I don't think so. I had a great uncle who I never knew who fell off a bridge and died. He was building the bridge, and he was up on top of the high span, and it was the Walt Whitman Bridge, which also is a Philadelphia bridge. And I'm pretty close to that cousin whose father it was. And as kids, they never talked about it, and then one day it came up, oh, yeah, the... You know, this is what happened with Uncle Walter. He fell off a bridge. I was like, what? And think of how they used to do bridges then. Whew. Even now, it still can be shaky-bakey, but not like it used to be. Let's put it that way. Would you be comfortable to know that in Naples, Florida, a place where I've been swimming many, many times, There was a diver who had released a video of a whale shark circling an abandoned radio tower in the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know why that makes me laugh. About 40 miles off the coast of Marco Island, and that happened this past weekend. Bill D'Antonio of Naples swam for about 20 minutes with the whale shark as it coasted around the former U.S. Air Force tower before heading back into deep waters. The video is pretty cool. I don't know. It was pretty cool to look at the video. Maybe a rare treat, and then boom, ready to roll with the camera, because that's always key, right? You get someone that's rolling, and he had it rolling. He was going. It was working. So that was big. How about this? You know, as we kind of bop to a couple of different places, the Dow's biggest problem, apparently, is the calendar. The stock market, which has been at all-time highs this summer, when you've got July that flips to August, the Dow Jones average enters a two-month stretch known for stock market slump. But it hasn't been that bad. So in the past 20 years, August is the worst month for the Dow's performance. An average drop of 1.4%. September, not really great either. So traditionally not a good month. Well, it's about reassessing the economy. So how are they reassessing? You know, how are they reassessing the economy is obviously huge, because those numbers are going to have a very big impact. Definitely. That's just one of the many elements that can be looked at. I say that because there's all so much that goes into it. So there is no clear-cut path, even if you feel like there is one that's clear-cut. It's really not, right? All right, Wonder Woman 2, how many of you will go out and see, or would go out and see, Wonder Woman 2? Well, they're banking on it, because they have a release date, and this just happened. Gal Gadot did quite well in her role, and they confirmed, after raking in $780 million worldwide, Wonder Woman 2 is coming out. Rest assured. So, the next one, December 13th, 2019. Bummer, huh? Were you thinking I was going to say this December? This December! This is September! But I like it. The first one did so well, and there's a lot of females in that one. Bravo! We'll see what the second one is like. But we have to remember what happened in the first one, I guess. It's not going to be like the stuff that you serial watch and then it goes away and you're racking your brain when it comes back on to remember what happened the year before. Oh, that's the worst. The worst when that happens. All right, in the meantime, let's zig into a different direction here quickly. Shocker. Girl Scout alert, Girl Scout alert. No, they're not selling extra cookies that were left over and are almost going stale. Instead, the organization announced that it's adding 23 new badges. Who said you don't need no stinking badges? That was a famous movie line. Related to science, technology, engineering, math, and the outdoors. Diggity dig it. I love it. Right? That's pretty good. And, of course, they're emphasizing, again, like science, technology, because this is the sector where there will be jobs. That's it. I mean, bottom line, that where are the jobs going to be? And so that makes sense. Girl Scout troop trying to stay on top of it. Good for them. Right? That's what I say, anyway. As we move and zig in all those other directions that I was mentioning, how about the fact that there is a $1.5 million flying car? Anybody out there If you can put that much down, I'd say you've got money to burn. If you've got money to burn, then you don't necessarily need to jump in that ride. But certainly you can spread that money around. It's a little bit different when you're counting nuggets of change, right? When you have squirreled away big jars of change. So that, for goodness sake, won't somebody count the money? Because I don't want to have to roll it. When I was a kid, my dad, as I digress here for a second, my grandfather used to say, "Will you roll the money?" And the thing was, is you'd roll the money, and guess what he would do? He would give you the money you rolled up, but he didn't tell you that ahead of time. He just asked you to roll up the money, and once you did, it was yours. How sweet is that? Oof, I long for those days. Bring some of those days back. All right, quickly, another number to talk about. Petrol and diesel cars are going to be banned from the UK roads, they say, by 2040. So no more of those cars. That's, if you think about it, it seems like it's far off, but it's not as far off as one would believe. The pollution taxes will apply on the busiest roads, including M4 near London, M32 in Bristol. 81 major roads in 17 towns are in breach of the European Union's emission standards. So they'll have to watch for that, but their wings, so to speak, wouldn't be completely severed. Is what I think. So that's a much better scenario. Much better. Quickly, here's another one for you. And this one centers around something I shouldn't say completely different, but a little bit different anyway. And it centers around Kim Kardashian telling followers, "Tell your senators to vote against Obamacare repeal." All of a sudden, Kim goes political. It was a political moment for Kim. She tweeted out to thousands and thousands of people, "Save ACA and protect care, PPFA. Tweet your senators now. Tell them to vote no." Hang with us. They caught a scene, I caught a disaster. Down here, the kids going fast and scared. It's killing a bone. Pack the woods, they don't want to.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
These votes, frankly, are a lot tougher for them than they are for us. They are squeezed in both directions. That's why we have some degree of hope that they're not going to get this done. You saw how difficult it was for them to even get a motion to proceed. Once they have to deal with substance, it gets even harder. And after what Senator McCain said and others have said, I think they've got a rough road to hoe.
Longtime senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, reacts long. He's the king of the cliches. Long road to hoe. It's a long road to hoe for sure. So nine Republican senators voted against repeal, by the way. It wasn't a Republican juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination. We started the show talking about that. And we mention it again, because there was a lot of reaction to this. A key Obama aide, pretty much, it's interesting, a key Obama aide for national security, Ben Rhodes, according to a report, it's interesting, it was known about, like, this Jared Kushner stuff. It was already known that Kushner's, you know, top advisor and the top advisor and son-in-law to Trump spoke with members of the panel investigating Russia's interference into the elections and possible ties to the Trump campaign. Well, Ben Rhodes met with the Senate committee today, supposedly, and the Intelligence Committee is investigating intelligence leaks. The investigators investigating the intelligence leaks. And so Rhodes has become a person of interest for some Republicans as the person who might be playing a role in leaking classified info from the Trump Information Administration to the reporters. That's not good for him, obviously. Who knows where that leads? Because I think of it as like one big fun house, and there's the Hall of Mirrors, and then there's all these doors leading in a lot of different directions, and that's what seems to be going on. A lot of on Capitol Hill. A lot of doors leading in a lot of different directions, but no meat. If you got no meat on the bone, you got nothing. So let's see the meat. Bring the meat, and then we can talk about it, but it's not looking that way. Every single day I say the same thing. I don't care. Give me your Democrats, your Republicans, your independents. But you got something, you put it up. If there is something there, let's see it. Bring it. Because that's the biggest shut up about leaks that you can possibly have. If there's really information that's rolling around, like an Easter egg on the South Lawn at the White House, then bring it, who's ever got it. And I that's why there's this push about how much is exaggerated, and we spend more time talking about leaks, exaggerations, innuendo. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. It is. And if I were in that White House, certainly when you're talking about anything classified anyway, I wouldn't want to leak. Because who can afford that in the first place? If you were to pick up the Washington Post, you would see that really everything is about Trump. Senators did the health care debate. Where it's going to lead, who knows? Trump escalates attacks on Sessions, but the attorney general says no plans to resign. Trump's speech to Boy Scouts made some uncomfortable in a nonpartisan organization, so they weren't happy with what he had to say. I think one of the big stories that's being overlooked is this whole Jeff Sessions thing, because the standoff is quite public between the White House and the attorney general. So what does it mean? Does it mean Jeff Sessions is going to feel compelled to resign, or is he going to get booted? I can't imagine. After a while, then a decision has to be made. So if he's not going to resign, I don't see how Sessions, I don't see how Sessions gets through. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, because you have to have the backing in that role of the administration. If you don't, it becomes nearly impossible to do whatever it is you're trying to, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do. You got to have that support there. So that's a strange deal all the way around. I'm throwing this one in here because we've talked about her before, Barbara Sinatra, dead at the age of 90. So model, showgirl. Another wife of Frank Sinatra is the one most identified at the tail end of his life, of course, was Barbara Sinatra. And she just never heard, after a while, you never heard very much about her. But she was there, waiting in the wings, as it were, and was asked many, 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 many times about getting more involved in politics. Sometimes you just got to say no, no matter what the situation. Here's a big-time facelift for you, and as I kind of throw down a few things. How much would you think it would take to scrub up, scrub down, freshen it up, a new boat? And I'm saying a giant boat. I'm saying like the Queen Mary II. Here's the thing. The Queen Mary II is getting spruced up. A $130 million facelift is what the Queen gets. So there is a need to sing ships that some things have to be done, and certainly there's one of them. I mean, there's one of them. I talk about buzz, and what does buzz mean? When you have dress codes, I remember when I was in school and they had casual Fridays, and you couldn't wait for casual Fridays because you could wear some new outfit, you could wear what you wanted to wear, and then it kind of petered out the excitement over it because you got used to it. You know, people wore jeans that were ripped and whatever. So it just kind of changed. So the reason I bring that up is because the LPGA is cracking down on the dress code for the players. You never heard anything about the women's game. No complaints, no anything. But apparently that's going to happen. Here's the list. The LPGA player president sent a list to players and said there's things like the plunging necklines, forget about it. They're saying no plunging necklines, because that is sometimes the choice. And the LPGA is being accused of shaming women over what they're wearing, and that's wrong. But with this new code, no plunging necklines, leggings unless under a skirt or shirt or shorts, the length of skirt, shorts, all that kind of stuff has to be long enough not to see your bottom area, even if covered under shorts at any time. Wow. Joggers not allowed, workout gear and jeans, of course, not allowed inside the ropes. So they're changing the dress code dramatically at the LPGA. What else did they say? Appropriate attire has to be worn to pro-am parties. You should be dressing yourself to present a professional image unless otherwise told no. Golf clothes are acceptable. Dressy jeans are allowed, but cutoffs for jeans without holes with holes are not allowed. Wow. This is kind of like Catholic school on the LPGA Tour. What are they trying to do? I'm not sure. But they say they're going to be incredibly on top of this whole dress code thing. I mean, see, this is America tonight. Where else are you getting this? I know my buddy talks about flying saucers, and that's cool, and he's a nice guy. And he gets paid handsomely to talk about things that fly in space. Where else can you tune in and hear about this crazy dress code that sounds like Catholic school, that's a professional golf organization? And then, of course, the obvious, boom, not enough votes. Healthcare doesn't go anywhere. It's not a shocker. It's not stunning because we were set up for this. Did anybody really think somehow this miracle was going to happen and it was going to be changed and it was going to be affordable healthcare for everyone? Of course not. It was not going to happen. Not this year anyway. There clearly was never enough votes from the very, very beginning. An indication that sometimes you decide frustration is the right road because you just want to do it, so you don't care. I'm just going to do it. It's okay. I'm just going to do it. And that's what it feels like to me. It's foisted down their throats, and then, okay, fine, you're going to do that to me, and then I'm going to have to come up with, I'll have to figure out a way to do it. Does that make sense? And maybe I'm taking too much time on this story. But they said the LPGA, they are accusing them of slut-shaming over the new dress code. So no plunging necklines, but some of them wore necklines that, I don't know, you could call them plunging, but they didn't look that terrible to me. What are they talking about? What do you do, get a ruler out and measure that and decide what is plunging and what isn't? Seems like there could be a lot of problems with that. That's what I think. So we started out the hour, of course, talking about the Senate Republican plan to repeal and replace the Obamacare. Senator John McCain was on hand just to reemphasize this. The vote was 43 in favor, 57 against. 9 Republicans voted against the measure. Yeah. So they're not standing alone either. It's interesting. If the pie were to be sliced, there'd be some thin slices, but a lot of it would be given away. We're talking cover tunes, that's right, with Andy from Me and our technical director. Favorite cover tunes, tunes, next on America Tonight.
Shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The list. I get the hint from Mr. Andy. Andy, you're a musician. Do you get asked a certain tunes over and over again? Do you play this? Will you play this even if they like your music?
Yeah, we get asked to play Freebird a lot. So does every other musician. Usually a band will prepare something for if they get asked to play Freebird. Some sort of response.
So when you learned to play, you knew, okay, you got to learn some of these cover tunes. You have to know cover tunes, right?
Well, not necessarily. There's two different worlds of music. There's cover music bands, tribute bands. Then there's original music, too.
cover bands make way more money off the get-go, performing at bars and clubs and stuff. But I think that there's more integrity to play an original music. But that doesn't stop people from asking you to play their favorite songs.
Yeah. Someone else told me Come On Eileen was another big... Do you know that one? Come on, Eileen.
I know
blah,
that song.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big wedding request, even from bands that had great music and all that they got asked to play. They got asked to play that song way too many times. There's just something about the familiar, do you think, that even if they love you as a band, people like some of the familiar things that they listen to?
Exactly. I think that, yeah, hit the nail on the head. I mean, Twist and Shout. I mean, I don't think I've ever
Twist
been to a wedding
shout.
That didn't play that song.
I agree. I don't think I've been to one either that didn't play it, now that you say that. What about, do you think there's a certain kind of music that's popular to be requested for cover tunes? Is it rock? Is it pop? Is it, what is it?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, when somebody's asking for a cover tune, they want to hear something that they've heard before. So, usually people are asking for classic rock because I think it was just a great era of music, and a lot of people wish that they would have seen those bands in their prime and stuff. So I guess hearing another band perform it is the closest thing that you'll get.
Here's what I wonder. I was thinking about this for everybody listening. We were talking about this off the air. What determines what becomes a cover tune and gets labeled a cover tune? It's like what becomes Muzak in the elevators. So who determines that, I wonder? It's just because it gets requested.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I mean, any song can be a cover tune. A lot of songs are covered by bands that are just, they're completely obscure, like Wagon Wheel, which was made famous by Old Crow Medicine Show, and then afterwards, what's that guy's name? Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish covered it again. That was a really old deep cut of Bob Dylan, and they decided to cover it, and they made it famous. So I think kind of what determines a cover song is just whether or not people want to hear it, people want to play it. Because, I mean, it goes both ways. The band could just say no.
No, we're not playing it. We're digging our heels in.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? No, I won't do it. I won't do it. I refuse. Yeah. Like you said, it's what I think for people listening, cover tunes, it's what you want to hear. There's a famous bar. It's called Pete's Dueling Pianos, and people go there to hear their favorite songs. And whatever bands are playing, they know they're going to get asked all of those kinds of songs that you talk about that are, like we say, cover tunes. And how do they get that way? And it's the familiar that
Don't
people
stop
are familiar
believing
with.
Is another one.
Yeah. Don't stop. I mean, how much times do I hear that constantly everywhere?
A lot of Black Eyed Peas, too, I think. They're a newer band that asks to get covered a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that, definitely. All right, be on the lookout for cover tunes. If you have a few, send them to me. I'm curious what you consider cover tunes. What are good cover tunes? Do you have a favorite good cover tune?
Guitar Man by Bread.
I like that. Guitar Man. It's good. It's got a good melody.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites. One of my favorite bands covered it. They're called Cake. I thought that was kind of funny that Cake covered a Red song.
Uh-huh. Cake. I like it. Cake. Who are you, Cake? And we got the me boys with us.
Thanks a lot, Cake.
And then after that, we got Linkin Park with us, too. So, I love it. Hey, the naming rights for bands. Naming your band is important.
That's right.
It matters. It matters, definitely. All right. A lot of fun. Thank you. Cover tunes. Just kind of thought of it off the top of my head. What constitutes it? What are people looking at? And how it varies, like Andy said, really, it varies on what's available and what people really like. If something's really super smoking hot, why wouldn't you have it? Like when the Macarena came out, hey, Macarena, because people were dancing line dances. Now, that's a good question when there's weddings or other events. I always see these line dances, and the most unexpected people to me are the ones that are dancing. I say good for them. If they feel confident and they go out and dance, I think that's awesome. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can do it, yeah. Definitely do it, and don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. All right, here's one other thing to bring up quickly here at the tail end, you know, talking about all this silly stuff in between, because I think we need to do that. But I just happen to be reading about the Family Research Council and that there have been a huge spike in religious freedom violations in the last 3 years. A new report released by Pro-Marriage and Pro-Life say there's a 76% increase in religious freedom violations over the last years. And the most recent spike in government-driven, they say, religious hostility is not among the toward the biblical Christian community, that it's by everybody else. Oof. I mean, look, how long have we been criticizing the grass is always greener on the other side? Isn't that kind of the way we roll here in this country, that you're never 100% satisfied with wherever you are? I mean, I think that more than anything, that's probably part of it. But it is interesting they're trying to really crack down on that, watch to see what people are doing, who's hanging with whom, all of that comes into play. How about this, too? The fact that if you and I were in the UK after 2040 and we had a car that had diesel in it or petrol or whatever, we'd be banned from UK roads. We couldn't use them in 2040. That'd be depressing, wouldn't it? Unless there's alternatives, and I'm sure there's alternatives, but how good are the alternatives? The pollution taxes are applying on the busiest roads, including M4. I think they did this the other night, which is in London, and M32 in Bristol. I know that the reverberation over this has been huge. Huge, 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 huge. I can't emphasize that enough. Can't do it. And as we come to the end of another hour here for America Tonight, a big reminder to all of you, because I really do want to revitalize a segment, the Daily Salute. Send me your daily salutes. Who's on your list, in other words? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Who drums the crowd and plays so loud? Maybe it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love. He can make you cry. He will bring you down. He'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place. Night after night, who treats you right, baby? It's the guitar man.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.